Let's go, baby. Have some fun today, man. Hey, let's go, baby. Come on. Why we play right here, baby. Let's go. What's up, baby?
My eyes got real big, though.
Appreciate it, man.
The Xfinity player breakdown is with a man who you just saw wired from a Friday night against the Oakland Raiders. He's wide receiver Adam Thielen. In my estimation, had a very good game, but Minnesota is very happy to see Adam succeeding from Detroit Lakes and also played collegiately here at the Minnesota State University Mankato. What's going on?
Not much.
Welcome to the show. Congratulations on the victory Friday night. How do you think it went for you?
It was good. It was good. I mean, there's a lot of things on film that need to clean up, but it was a good start, and we're excited to get back out and get to the next game.
How excited were you for Friday night compared to the preseason last year?
Oh, it was night and day difference. I mean, I knew I was going to get more opportunities, and that's what we're out here for, is to play in those games, and it was exciting.
Very good open field tackle on Denarius Moore in punt coverage. What's the key to punt coverage when you're flying down a million miles per hour and you have to get yourself off a block and then wrap up somebody?
You know, it's tough, but the good thing about our special teams is we have a great special teams coach and Mike Prefer, and they get us prepared for that. We do a cover drill almost every day in practice just for that situation right there. I was able to use that technique that we've been using all offseason, and it made it easy for me.
You've caught passes all training camp here in Mankato from all three quarterbacks. Let's focus on two. What's it like working with Matt Cassel? I mean, what about him being a crafty veteran can you immediately sense when you're in that huddle?
Oh, I mean, it's the crazy thing about Matt is when you're in that huddle, it's time to play football. And he's such a good leader, and he orchestrates that offense so well. And you can tell he's been in the league for a long time. You know, you don't spend that many years in the NFL if you don't have some kind of leadership and some kind of talent alongside of that. So it makes it easy for us to go out there and play when you have a leader like that.
What's different about Bridgewater?
Bridgewater, he just kind of brings in that confidence in that huddle, and he's such a hard worker, and he wants to win. You can see it every time he comes in the huddle that he wants to win, and he wants to move this offense and make it one of the best in the league.
What are your fondest two or three memories while playing for the Mankato Mavericks?
You know, my senior season, we went undefeated in the regular season, and then went to the Final Four in the playoffs. So that was pretty awesome. It was a special time. I wish we could have finished her off, how we wanted to, but it was a great year and with great teammates and coaches.
What'd your phone look like when you got to the locker room after Friday night, after punt coverage, the catch, the nice punt return and everything?
Yeah, it was
How big was it with the texting and everything?
It was a little crazy. I had my phone off, and then I turned it on after the game, and it was
like a slot machine.
Yeah, it was a little crazy. My fiance got mad at me. She's like, just get off your phone.
Honey, this is a big moment for me.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was trying to text everybody back and just yep. tell them thanks and everything, but yeah, it was good.
Offensive coordinator Norv Turner has coached football for 40 years, first year as offensive coordinator here. A couple of Super Bowl rings with the Dallas Cowboys. He's your offensive coordinator. What is it like working with Norv Turner, and how does he help you?
Oh, it's awesome. Anytime you get to work with a guy with that much experience, it makes it easy to listen and he's worked with so many good football players that when he's telling you something that you should listen and apply that to your game. So we've gotten so much better in the receiver group because of him, and we're continuing to get better and doing things the way that he wants them, and I think it'll show on the field.